B-Pod Studios.
All right, Tunis. It's his 1 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
My buddy Ricky A, on a text board, goes, "Cuz, what's possible? I want to be a pagan."
That's awesome.
I wanted to be a shortstop, all right? Like Tulowitzki. I wanted to be too low.
Stay a little healthier, that's all.
Power hitting shortstop. He just wants to dabble with quarterback, and he can do that.
Right, dominating game, Joe. First a subpar team, just center. Hey, but we'll gladly have it. Now, you know what we want, right? Dominate more consistently, particularly away games. You have the alpha talent to carry the team to city. I want to hear Coach Herm Edwards say, that Embiid's got some dog in him now. 10-9-8.
I like it. I like it, my friends. What's next?
Making fun of Bucks fans for being talkers. They've made it farther than the Sixers every year. And speaking of talkers, Joel Embiid claims himself the best player in the world after a game against the Nets.
What are you, a turncoat? What are you, a Bucks fan? How about that guy? Back in the Bucks. What did they win last year? I'm sorry, still a regular season, no? That's an enemy right there.
That is an enemy. Enemy of the state.
Like, here's the deal. You can rip and beat all you want. That's fine. But you can't rip and beat and back the Bucks.
He's probably friends with Miss Alice.
Yes, he's a Miss Alicer. No good on that dude. He's banned. Enemy.
This Ben Simmons injury will show us a lot about this team. Because when Joel Embiid got hurt, Ben Simmons stepped up and elevated his game. Now it's Joel's turn to show us he actually is the best player in the world, if he says he is, or Tobias to step up his game and show us he's worth 49.
Yeah, I hear you. Tobias, I thought, took a couple big shots when the run started to come from Atlanta. I thought he had a couple big shots, particularly that third quarter when they lost the lead. I agree. I think it is Tobias' time.
Cuz, we all heard of hate the face, but is Trae Young not the biggest hate the hair? I mean, does this guy bring a old Brillo pad to his barber and say, hey, I want my head to look just like this, sir?
See, now, I'm conscious to this. Because when I was a kid, I used to be called Brillo pad.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, my buddy Andy, right? His older brother, Jimmy D, used to call me. I mean, the guy was like 15 years older than me.
So he's
like,
just
I was
scum.
A 10-year-old kid. He was like 25. Flinging cigarette butts at me, saying that I was, he'd call me Brillo Pad.
What's up, Brillo Pad?
He'd say, what are you here? Why are you here? To clean my mother's pots?
What a J.O. Jimmy D.
Yeah, and I was like the little guy hanging around, like my cousin, Andy, Bobby, Vinny, like one of those guys, and Boo. And the next thing you know, Jimmy D ripped me, Brillo. What's up, Brillo? So when he says that, I'm Team Trae Young.
I'm sorry, that's kind of funny. Not that it was directed to you. If I knew somebody else that it was called Brillo Pad, that's pretty funny. I'm sorry that it scarred your childhood, though.
Well, you know, how'd you want to do? You come over and go, hey, come over here. I need the gravy pot done. I mean,
would he walk over with a pot?
Frying pan.
Would he walk over and be like, clean this?
No, really, give me your head. You know, seriously. You'd be called Brillo Pad. You'd be like that.
I'm sorry.
All right, listen, you know, got to handle it.
I want to thank Joel for being the best player in the world for one game. I guarantee you, you're not going to do that against Cleveland. Tunis, take Cleveland.
Wow. Tunis, take Cleveland. Man, we just have changed, haven't we?
The Red Hot Cavs, they beat the Heat last night.
Yeah. Jimmy-less Butler with the Jimmy virus.
Wow. I'll take Cleveland. I don't like that.
Tunis, take Cleveland.
They're not going to lose. They're not going to lose to Cleveland.
I don't think so, either.
No.
I'll take Embiid over 30. How's that?
Then he goes off again?
Well, I'm not going to get 49, but give me
33, 34.
So his total at Parks will be, my guess, 26 and a half. You go with that?
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take the over.
And we'll go over. All right? Right in that guy's face. Save that so we can go with. Now, if he does it and he gives you nothing, 20 or goes under, then he wins.
Listen to his tone at the beginning.
I want to thank Joel for being the best player in the world for one game.
Like, come on, man.
That's a hater. So here's the problem, though. I can't, like I said, he's not an enemy, that guy. The other guy's the enemy because the other guy backed the Bucks. This guy didn't back the Bucks. He just ripped and beat. And, you know, listen, that's fine. You're going to be frustrated. Although he did say take the Cavs.
He's just trying to make a financial investment.
I think that was more of a Philadelphian response.
Yes.
Yo, Cubs, yo, Tunis, 50-year Phillies fan. How are you guys doing today? I know we weren't talking too much about Ben, but do you think there's any validity to it? I mean, when I was watching the All-Star game, he fell, and it looked like it was pretty bad. Then he jumped right up, but then he didn't play much after that. And do you think he got hurt in the All-Star game? I kind of do. I'll be listening. Have a good afternoon.
You too, brother. Yeah, I mean, we've seen the whole thing. There was... You know, did he get hurt on that play? Did he get hurt in practice? There is an Instagram thing about him as horsing around on a boat. I don't know. You know exactly when, where, or what. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think it really matters. You know, it's bad. It's a shame that if you get hurt, you know, at the All-Star break, the All-Star game, but I. You know, if he got hurt screwing around on a boat, I'm real with you. I don't care. I'm 23 years old. That's things you do. You're not thinking anything's going to happen. You're not, you know. How many times you horse around? I still horse around.
Yeah, like 2 hours ago.
Yeah. This is what you're supposed to do. Be a church mouse? But never go anywhere, never do anything? Come on. Stuff happens. What it is.
It's me, the devil again. I put the hex on the Sixers. Now go watch the Phillies.
Oh, no, devil! No, devil, no! No, devil! The devil is banning us to the Phillies! Oh, the devil. Did God check in?
No, he did not. But an old friend did.
Forsaken. Nick Foles?
No.
Anthony, it's Gabriel.
Gabriel.
Only thing that sucks more than that seething rat Alshon Jeffrey's contract is country music. I've got plenty of things that women find sexy besides my tractor. Sorry, Andrew, but I'm a few cuz that just don't speak to me.
Thank you, Gabriel. Gabriel and I speak the same music. I'm sorry, Tunis. I know you. Listen, you got better sights at your concerts.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Should we do one for the show outing on a parking lot?
Yeah,
I can't go into the concert.
You'll change your mind immediately.
I mean, talk about fish out of water.
No.
But I may go with you just for be fun.
I'll get you a cut-off flannel.
Just so we got something to talk about.
See, that's the thing. I don't do the old.
I'm not doing
I don't
flannel.
Do that.
I don't do the
flannel. No, I do. I go in like what I'm wearing.
I'm wearing a black t-shirt.
I'm wearing a Philly shirt today. Right. Like that's right. The people that do the. I'm like, all right, yo, dude, take it easy.
They let Brillo pad air people like me.
Yes. Yeah, you'll be let in.
Jimmy D, I'd like to be. Come over here. Come over here. I got a dirty frying pan.
Yeah, you're 10. Poor kid.
Right?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.